Neville, tell me, what's the situation there at the moment?
There is a weak tropical depression close to the Solomon Islands today. It's associated with a resurgence of monsoon across Papua New Guinea and the Solomons, stretching across towards Vanuatu. This tropical depression is fairly weak. It's not expected to intensify, but it is producing fairly widespread rain across the Solomons since yesterday, and it'll probably continue for the next 2 or 3 days.
What are the areas that will be most affected?
Well, around the central part of the country, around Guadalcanal, Florida Island, Malaita, and further up towards the northwest, also towards Bougainville, Choiseul, Gizo, other places to the northwest can expect a fair bit of rain in the next few days. And down towards the northern part of the Vanuatu archipelago as well. So pretty much everything from, except for the very eastern atoll islands, but certainly the main populated areas of the Solomons will see some rain. And unfortunately, locations that were affected by the floods recently will see quite a bit of rain the next day or two.
So what impact do you think it will have on those areas that were already impacted by the floods nearly a month ago?
Well, I don't think you'll see flooding of the rivers to the extent that we saw a month or so ago. That sort of rain is not expected with this event. But certainly there's potential for flash flooding around creeks and streams. So anyone sort of in low-lying areas around drains, rivers, creeks, that are smallish rivers and so forth can be affected by heavy rain. Solomons is known for having very intense rainfall, but this event will be fairly modest by Solomon Islands standards, I think. So nothing that will cause major river flooding, but certainly enough to cause local flash flooding.
And what precautions can people take who are living around the low-lying areas?
Well, first of all, I think they should listen for the local advisories from the Solomons Island Met Service. They will give you more details about the specific rainfall you will see in your location. Also, if you're in a low-lying area, then make sure that you're not caught near the open streams and creeks and so forth. Move your whatever you have to higher ground, and just stay alert to if you see it's raining heavily, then you know that the risk of a flash flood in the next half an hour or so, say, is higher than it normally would be. So just be aware of the circumstances around you and listen to the advice from the Solomon Islands Met Service.
So when is the flash flooding, do you think, expected to occur?
Well, it's raining now. It's been raining now for about 24 hours around the Solomons, but it could happen at any time over the next few days. Typically, these sorts of events might only last for half an hour or so, and all of a sudden the water will come rushing down a drain or a creek and it'll be gone, you know, 20, 30 minutes later. So just watch what's happening around you and be conscious of where water is. Unfortunately, for those people who are still trying to find recover their homes after the last event, it's going to mean a fairly uncomfortable few days if they're still in shelter or in makeshift accommodations. But unfortunately, there's nothing much we can do at this stage.
Is this weather normal for this time of the year, or is this a once-in-a-decade event?
Well, the flood that we saw the other day is certainly a once-in-a-lifetime type of event, and it seems like the flooding may have been exacerbated by local issues with logging and so forth. But that sort of rain is a one in, you know, 15, 20-year event, I would say. But certainly rain at this time of the year isn't unusual for the Solomons. We're still in the wet season, and so rain is common at this time of the year. It's the case now that we're seeing an El Nino unfold, so it may be in coming months that conditions will get much, much drier, and indeed maybe in a year or so they may be wishing they had this rain, given the prospects for drought around the western part of the Pacific during El Nino. So it's nothing out of the ordinary in terms of rain for this time of the year, and it looks like it's going to be a fairly modest rain event by Solomon standards.
Can it develop into a cyclone, and if so, when?
I don't think so, no. No, nothing we're seeing in any of the forecast guidance suggests that's going to happen. So I think it's very unlikely. So for now, we're just watching the rain that's falling across the region. We're going to actually see some of that rain here in Fiji over the weekend. Parts of Vanuatu can expect some heavy rain too over the next 48 hours or so. So it's an event that's unfolding across the sort of western part of the Pacific from Solomons across to Fiji.
Well, thank you so much, Neville, and I hope you stay dry. Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.